doggy in the window. The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale.
Oh, good morning. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. How much is that doggy in the window? That means it's Frisky Friday. Mary is here with the Humane Society. Welcome, Mary McClellan has joined us. How are you?
I'm doing great, and as you can see.
Oh, my gosh.
Our little buddy, Chance.
Chance is here. How old is Chance?
Chance is about 8 to 9 weeks old.
Oh, my gosh, this dog is beautiful. Looks like my little Samantha. It's kind of a little white nose and tan colored and just puppy. Oh, this is bad. She walked in and I was like, oh, this is bad. so cute. So tell me about what's happening with the Humane Society. Chance is adorable. Chance on the website yet?
Not yet. Chance came to us a month ago.
Uh-huh.
In fact, like 4 days before I was on last month. And he came to us in really bad shape. He was just a little boy then, and he has had to have a couple of surgeries since then. And last week was his second one, but hopefully his last.
Right.
So he is available to be fostered right now, but not adopted yet.
He's looking at her. As soon as she said available to be fostered, Chance looked up and started licking Mary's face like, I'm staying right here.
He is being really good, right?
His little eyes are kind of shutting a little bit. As soon as you said available, he looked up and went, nope, I'm not available. I'm right where I want to be.
And he's got me all tangled up here. Sorry.
Well, see, that's the danger of working at the Humane Society or any of our local shelters, I would think. I would never last. I'd have 40 dogs at home before the end of the day. Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I could handle it.
Yeah. Day one, I was like, oh, this is mine.
Yes. No. Exactly. So you just started there, in fact.
I did. I started the end of March.
So what is your title now?
VP of Development.
Okay, great. All right. So tell me, what is happening with the Humane Society these days? Mary is with the Pensacola Humane Society for Frisky Friday.
Yes, and we are working on some community outreach events right now. Tomorrow we will be at the Tristan Apartment Complex from 10 to 2, and then also from 10 to 2, we will be at Be My Neighbor Day.
Oh, that's right. Okay, good. The WSRE.
Over by WSRE.
At Pensacola State College.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And so we've got several events coming up that are adoption events or little fundraisers. One of them is a really cute idea. It's at Pure Pilates, and it is called Paws and Pilates.
Aww.
So there's little kittens going around everywhere while you're having.
Gosh.
We don't have a time for that, but that will be on May 17th.
You better take some good pictures of that, because in my mind, I'm going to see, like, it's kind of like goat yoga.
Yeah, whatever. I know.
You have all these little kittens crawling all over you.
You always wonder, can you really concentrate on the exercise?
I don't know. I'm not sure I would be in for goat. I haven't done it yet, you know, so I shouldn't say, but now the kittens crawling, I don't know. That's pretty funny.
I know, right?
Cute. Now, where's the Tristan Apartments? Where are those?
The address is on our website.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't have it with me, but it's on the homepage. If you scroll down just a little bit, you'll see the two events this weekend.
Okay.
Where we will be.
Excellent.
And then we have one every Saturday.
Oh, you do?
For May, pretty much. Different events around town.
Okay, great. So how do I find out about those? Do I go to your website?
They'll be on the website. And we also encourage everybody to follow our Facebook page because we will definitely keep that updated with these events.
Okay, great.
So,
Chance is being a really good boy.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Is he usually really frisky?
Well, you know, he's had a tough go of it, and that's why his name is Chance.
I like that name.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah, that really is.
Well, he definitely has had his fair share of chances, and he's doing really well.
More kisses.
I know,
he's puppy so dog. Oh, and kissing every. Oh.
They said I could make him howl if I howled first, but I'm not going to do that.
An audition for radio, perhaps.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Well, if you have a question for Mary about the Pensacola Humane Society, some of the upcoming events, and we'll get ready to talk a little bit about the ways that you can help and donate, too, 850-437-1620. So we've got these events coming up. How can people help? Because of my understanding with the other rescues that we've had and shelters that have come in the last couple of months here on Frisky Friday, that we're kind of in a crisis here in this area with so many stray animals, dogs, kittens, cats, puppies, everything. So
and
how can we help you? What can we do
and
to
right,
help?
Well, right now is kitten season.
Okay. I've heard that too. So
yeah.
Explain what that is for someone maybe that doesn't
know. So that's
know.
The time of year when cats are getting pregnant
mm-hmm.
and they are, you know, roaming free and having more babies, which
well,
make more babies. And
when
yeah.
my understanding too, I was in shock when I first heard it because it's not like people where it's 8 or 9 months. They're like a couple weeks, right?
Well, a little longer than that. But yeah, it's not a very long.
It's like 4 weeks, 6 weeks, yeah. something like that. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And then they'll turn around and get pregnant again. So that's really, and
yeah.
also a reminder too, if you do see a group of kittens like in outside in your yard or maybe somewhere in your neighborhood, don't immediately pick them up and take them because sometimes the mother is actually out hunting. She's left
yes.
them alone. So some people panic. They see the kittens alone. But I was told, wait and see. And one thing you can do is put like talcum powder or chalk around where the kittens are.
Okay.
And that way you'll see the footprints of the mother.
Oh, what a great idea.
So that'll let
yeah.
you know that they're being taken care of. If you don't see it in a 24-hour period, or even less really, 12-hour period, you can go back and take, you know, get them and take them somewhere.
Right. And like right now we have, I believe, 4 sets of mothers and kittens.
Oh my gosh.
So we do try to keep them together
mm-hmm.
as long as possible until they're weaned
mm-hmm.
And then they'll be up for, you know, they'll be spayed or neutered.
About how many animals are there now?
Well, we have, I would say, it's hard to say because we have some that are available for adoption, which you see on the website. I think we have like 12 dogs that
mm-hmm.
are available, but then multiply that by maybe 3 right now
gosh,
because
okay.
that would or the animals by 3 because that would be the dogs that are not yet available for adoption like Chance
mm-hmm.
they're being treated medically or they're having you know a condition cleared up
right
by the way one thing I wanted to mention about heartworms which I just found out, I'm learning all this neat
oh,
stuff,
yeah.
is that it's curable. I didn't know it was
I know
curable.
It's preventable with all the heartworm medication, but it is curable.
It is very, very intensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you can cure it, which
okay.
I was shocked at. It's a big deal, though. It's
mm-hmm.
not an easy process. But anyway, then we also have a lot of our animals out that are being fostered.
Right.
Which is ideal
mm-hmm.
because that means that they're in a home with someone and they're getting good sleep, you
mm-hmm.
know, and that's
kind of quiet because
the
quiet. Shelter's not quiet.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
sure. So, how would I become a foster if I wanted to?
You give us a call or come by, you fill out an application. We are all about matching animals with fosters. And so, in our case, we're not as. Strict about the process
mm-hmm.
as maybe another organization might be
mm-hmm.
who's not, we are a no-kill shelter.
Right.
So our goal is to get pets into their new families,
mm-hmm.
right? So we want to make sure they're socialized and that they're, you know, as healthy as possible.
Right.
So as long as, you know, you meet certain requirements, which aren't too strict,
mm-hmm.
Then you can be a foster and become a foster right away.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things, though. I know if I took one home, that'd be the end of it.
And that happens a lot, apparently.
Which is good. But also, if you don't, if you're just going to do it temporarily, my understanding, too, is it really helps you all. Then you have a better idea how the dog behaves outside of the shelter.
Right? Sure.
Then you get a sense of what their real personalities are
that's
like.
That's right.
So you
that's
can be
right.
more informative if they get along with cats or other
yeah.
dogs or that or kids, that kind
yeah.
of thing.
And it's something else I just found out is you can foster for a day
mm-hmm.
or overnight or a weekend.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not this long-term commitment. It doesn't
oh,
have to be
okay.
unless you want it to be.
Okay, great.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's good news. All right, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert today is Mary McClellan, who is here with Pensacola Humane Society. If you have a question or a comment, 850-437-1620. We'll be back with Mary and Chance, who's now sleeping. We'll be back. Shh, we'll be back in just a few minutes. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, and it is Frisky Friday. Got Mary McClellan here with Pensacola Humane Society, along with Chance, who take a little nap.
He's adorable.
He's adorable. He's a little precious puppy. Yeah, he is. So what would you like to talk about as we go into this next couple of minutes here?
Okay, so one thing I want to mention is that we always have a needs list. Mm-hmm. Not only, we do have an Amazon wish list.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
So how does that work?
When you go on to Amazon, mm-hmm. You choose a charity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's to get a donation from Amazon. You choose a charity, and they do a donation back to you.
Okay.
But you look for a charity's wish list.
Oh.
And it's also on our website, so they can
excellent.
Click through there. But we always have a need for bleach and towels.
Okay.
Always.
Okay.
And, of course, food. And treats and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What we do with the food is we divide it up into bags for people who need it.
Mm-hmm.
We send it home with foster families. When you foster, we give you the supplies you need.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah, you're not, it's what you're giving us is your love and your time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, we always need blankets and Dawn dish detergent. But the funny thing is that I just found out is they also have a need for spray cheese. Cheese Whiz?
Oh, spray cheese. I was like,
yes.
Wait, what?
They use
cheese
it.
Whiz?
Yes.
Really?
They use it during veterinary procedures or injections or things like that.
How?
To keep the cat or dog entertained, and they're eating the Cheese Whiz.
Oh, it's kind of like peanut butter.
And that's another thing we need, too, is peanut butter.
It's kind of like peanut butter.
Yes,
they get
exactly.
They get totally preoccupied with
yeah.
that.
So they can do their nails and things and do shots and things like that. Yeah.
Who knew?
I know, right?
Cheese Whiz and peanut butter.
Yes,
I love that.
That's right.
Wow. Okay.
One thing we have coming up is October Barktoberfest.
Oh,
October
I love that 25th. Event.
Yes, it's a great community event downtown.
What's the date?
October 25th.
Okay.
It is actually on a Saturday this year. It's usually on a Sunday.
Good,
so,
good.
Yeah.
That's even better.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, we have a bunch of stuff coming up. And last week I went to a conference called an animal welfare conference. It was interesting.
Yeah. Did you learn anything?
Quite a change from my previous world. And
if you don't know, Mary used to be the executive director for the Autism Society here in Pensacola. So that's how we actually met. We were laughing about it this morning because we're both wearing different hats. We went to something probably about 6 months ago, and we were in different, totally different positions. So it's kind of fun to say, oh, who knew?
I know. Well, we have a picture now to prove it, right?
I know, right?
And it's going to be on Facebook? Is that
yes,
what they
we're
do?
Yes, we have a Pep
Great.
Talk Facebook page that we're trying to get it up and running again.
That's awesome.
So we're putting our guests on the Facebook page. You can check
that out.
That
is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. It's going to be fun.
And I forgot what I was saying.
You were talking about the conference.
Oh, yes, the conference. Oh,
the
yes,
animal
we
welfare
came away
conference.
With all kinds of good information.
Mm-hmm.
They had everything from, you know, animal care all the way, all the fundraising stuff, grant writing, running the organization, HR, you
mm-hmm.
know, there was a veterinary tract. So yeah, it was really, really, I learned a lot. Also, one thing I do need to mention is we have new hours now, adoption hours. We expanded from 24 hours to 34 hours over the week.
Oh, good. Okay, so give us the times that you're open.
The biggest change is that Monday, we are now going to be open for adoptions from 10 to 4. Before, we were not open. We were in the office, obviously, but
mm-hmm.
not open. So 10 to 4, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Okay.
And on Thursdays, we're going to stay open 2 extra hours, so 10 to 6.
Oh, excellent, for people that work.
Exactly.
Oh, great.
And then
okay.
Saturday, our usual 9 to 1.
9 to 1 on Saturdays and closed on Sunday.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's right.
So if someone wanted to foster, they could call you, come out, and then even return the dog the next day, or cat, right?
Yeah. Hopefully, they'll keep them
a little longer.
But, you know, I mean, it's in their best interest. Every night they're away from the kennel
mm-hmm.
is one more, you know, night of peace they get
yeah.
and love and socialization and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, he stays very busy getting lots of love and pets and things like that.
Chance you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, Chance. I know, I'm pointing to him so no one else
we
can
forget
see.
We're not,
I know.
I do that a lot. So Chance, describe Chance. What kind of dog is Chance? Would you
Chance
say?
Is, he's a pity mix, but he's also got, I think I see a little lab in him. Maybe
it looks like a little
Staffordshire.
Lab or even some retriever a little bit too.
Yeah.
The coloring.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
definitely. He's just a very, very sweet dog. He's a little scrawny right now.
Aww.
Because he does have, he has had those surgeries,
mm-hmm.
a couple surgeries,
mm-hmm.
and, but he's, He's plumping up.
Well, he apparently likes you because he has fallen asleep in your arms.
He sure has. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I love that.
But yeah.
So if you just joined us, this is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. We do this every Friday at 10:30, and we rotate different groups. We have different shelters, different rescues. And today we're hosting Pensacola Humane Society. Mary McClellan is here with us, along with Chance. So if you have a question, 850-437-1620. What would you say probably, Mary, is your biggest need right now? You mentioned fosters, of course.
Right, right. Well, you know, our end goal is adoptions, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're always in need of volunteers as well.
Okay. So what are some of the ways you can volunteer?
Oh, gosh. Well, we have many people who come in to walk the dogs.
Mm-hmm. So you could just come in and walk the dog?
Clean kennels.
Okay.
You can do laundry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything has to be cleaned. Administrative help. We need help at our events,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we go around town and have our little booths where we bring our animals and, you know, I mean, there's just all kinds of ways. Oh, they can, you know, package food up,
mm-hmm.
In, you know, divide it up into bags.
So you do take donations of food?
Oh,
people
yeah.
want to do that? Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And treats, things like
and
that.
And treats. Yeah. Yeah.
Toys maybe.
Yeah.
Toys. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Some
anything like
stuff.
That.
Okay.
You know, leashes. Mm-hmm. He's got his little harness on right
I
now.
I see. Yeah,
yeah.
I see that.
He's adorable. But yeah, so absolutely. Volunteers are a huge part of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you can find out about that on Facebook, on your Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Too, and
yes.
your website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we're talking to Mary McClellan with the Humane Society. We'll be back in just a couple minutes to tell you about some of the events happening this weekend right here on Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. Good morning. This is Pep Talk. Today is Frisky Friday. Pensacola Humane Society is here with Mary McClellan, and the cute, adorable puppy Chance is here with us. So, Mary, you had a couple things you wanted to share with us going on this weekend.
Yes, we will be at the Be My Neighbor Day tomorrow from 10 to 2.
That's at WSRE.
At WSRE.
We had them on this week talking about it. It's going to be a
you
fun,
did?
Fun
yeah.
day. Yes.
Yeah. That has been a great event every year. And we'll have some dogs out there and cats. No, I don't think we're going to have cats, actually. We'll
okay.
have dogs. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll also be at the Tristan apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the address on our website.
Okay.
If you scroll down a little bit to our events, you'll see what. Sorry, he's just like licking
Chance
everywhere.
Chance just woke up and is just
yeah,
licking.
He woke up. Ow, now he's biting.
Licking
okay,
and biting.
Awesome. So anyway, and that's this weekend. Both of those events are 10 to 2.
Okay, great.
Next weekend we have, we'll be at Hilton on 9th Avenue by the Veterans Memorial Park.
Okay.
And they're doing a car wash and a fundraiser, games, food. It's open to the community. We'll have adoption opportunities there.
Oh, fun.
And that's from 11 to 3, and that's next weekend.
Next weekend, okay.
And then we have a couple more coming up, too, that if you just look at the website or Facebook.
Okay.
Join our Facebook page.
Okay.
Follow us there. For
that
sure.
sounds great.
Yeah.
And then you've got some statistics there, just in case folks don't realize the kind of numbers the Humane Society does every year.
Yes. So this was last year.
Mm-hmm.
This is our annual report. We had 720 adoptions.
Wow.
Which, when you consider, we take the pet from intake, which mm-hmm. is where we examine them, we give them their shots, we put in a microchip, all of that, to actually getting them out the door.
Wow.
720.
That's incredible.
8,934 pounds of food was donated to
wow.
us.
Wow. Okay.
So, talking about volunteers,
mm-hmm.
5,256 volunteer hours.
Oh, my goodness.
So, we use them.
Okay. Yes,
definitely
no doubt.
Use them. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, so give us your contact info, the
sure.
website one more time, and then the weekend you could possibly adopt a pet this weekend.
Yep.
Okay.
Possibly. It is PensacolaHumane.org. O-R-G.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a phone number there too? Is you know the phone
850-432-4250.
All right. Thank you so much, Mary,
thank you.
For coming in with the Pensacola Humane Society. Thank you, Chance. What a good boy you've been.
Oh. He's chewing on the microphone.
Yes. This is Pep Talk. Thanks for listening today. We'll be back again with you bright and early on Monday morning.